Pinagpalang araw, maligayang pakikinig sa CCF Run-Through, ang paglalahad ng katotohanan patungkol sa panahong ito sa loob ng 30 minuto. Kung gusto mo pang makinig o makilala ang aming ministry, pwede nyo kaming bisitahin sa ccf.org.ph. Maligayang pakikinig!
Alam niyo po, napakaganda sapagkat tayo po'y magpapatuloy sa ating serye on Changemakers. And last week, nakita ho natin yung kahalagahan ho ng isang changemaker. Bakit? Kasi kailangan ho natin ipaglaban yung ating pong bansa, because we somehow, God called us to be valiant warriors to fight for our country. Ang problema, pag hindi ho natin nakita yung pangangailangan ng pagbabago, hindi natin seseryosohin ang ating panawagan bilang asin at ilaw ng sanlibutan. I would say, one of the major hindrances for to becoming a changemaker is our lack of commitment to God that leads to compromising our identity with Christ. Kaya nga, I pray that we would really be a changemaker. Paano? Kailangan buo ang loob. Okay ba yan? Kaya yun ang ating pag-uusapan ngayon. At sabi dito sa ating title, be a changemaker with a strong heart. Pag sinabi mong strong heart, ibig sabihin, yung heart is totally devoted to God. Itong puso na to, para kay God lang. For anything else, hindi siya nararapat. Nagkakandili yan. Lahat ng bagay na hindi para sa Diyos, alis yan. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng totally devoted to the Lord. Yun yung puso na malakas. Yun yung puso na matibay. And ang sarap nito, sinusuportahan ni God yan. Kaya sabi nga sa Corinthians, for the eyes of the Lord, sorry, Chronicles, the eyes of the Lord move through and fro throughout the earth that He may what? He strongly support those whose heart is completely His. Yun ang susuportahan ng Diyos, yung puso na todo sa Kanya. Kaya if we want to be used by God as a change maker, hindi siya hahanap ng hati-hating puso. Ang hinahanap niya, yung pusong todo sa Kanya. Nako po, yun ang hangad ng Diyos. At para ho tayo magkaroon ng halimbawa ng isang puso na talagang todo sa Kanya, kailangan makita natin sa ating pag-aaralan ngayon. Nabasa natin kanina ang Daniel. Si Daniel ay isang halimbawa ng taong buong-buo sa Diyos. Bakit? Can you imagine? Mula 15 years old, down to 85 years old, hindi siya nagbago in his commitment to follow God. Isipin niya, 15 years old, at 5 hari ang kanyang napaglingkuran, and he was able to influence all of those kings. Sino-sino mga hari ito? Si Nebuchadnezzar, si Evil Merodach, si Belshazzar, sino pa? Si Darius, at maging si Cyrus. Bagamat si Cyrus, unang taon lamang ni Cyrus, namatay na si Daniel. Pero ganun pa man, nagbigay siya ng propesya that affected the course of history. Marami tayong matututunan kay Daniel, pero hindi natin aaralin exhaustively ngayon, hapon ha. Magkukunin lang natin yung major na 3 bagay. Yung ano meron sa strong heart? Strong heart has conviction. Strong heart has considerateness, and strong heart has courage. Okay ba yan? Nasusundan natin? Yun yung 3 bagay na ating pag-uusapan. Now, tingnan ho natin. Balikan natin si Daniel. In the 3rd year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. Anong inatake? Besieged. Anong ginagawa besieged? Inatake. Sinakop nila. And the Lord handed Jehoiakim, king of Judah, over to him, along with some of the vessels of the house, and similar to the house of this God, he brought the vessels into the treasury of his Lord. Wow! Mula sa Jerusalem, kinalagkad itong sila Daniel. With all this pain, parang gulpisarado, bata pa sila. Kung ikaw yan, 15 years old, kinakalagkad ka niyan. Kasi isipin nyo, 700 miles equals to about 1,120 plus kilometers. Tandaan nyo ha, siya'y galing kay sa noble. Sabi yan, talagang officials to bring some of the sons of it, including some of the royal family and of the nobles. Ito ay royal family. Saan na itong pinagsisilbihan? Saan na itong kompleto lahat ng gamit? Pag-iim sa umaga, mag-practice tayo. Pero ito biglang alipin. Naintindihan niyo na sitwasyon niya. Nasabi ko, wow! Ang bigat nito. At sabi niya ganun, then youth in whom there was no impairment, Walang impairment. Gulpihin nyo ba naman yan? Ano ba yan? Ang sabi ganun, good looking, suitable for instruction in every kind of expertise, endowed with understanding, discerning knowledge, and who had ability to serve in the king's court. So madalas sa lahat ng mga sinakop natin, maging kasama ibang mga bansa, pumili kayo ng mga batang pwede doon. Then let them have an exam. Siyempre, obviously may exam to ha. Hindi to ba, hindi mo naman makikita kaagad yung ano yan, kung good looking yan, kung hindi naglinis yan. Diba? Tetest yung kalang katalinuhan. Kaya ba umintindi to? Tetest sila siguro. As maging sa bagay ng language. And kaya ba ito magsilbi? Matalino ba to? Siguro may exam yan. Pahirapan niya kasi pipiliin lang ilan sa kanila who will serve the king. Nakikita sa palasyo. So hindi lahat pwedeng mag-apply dyan. Kung sakali mang nag-apply sila, they will be tested. At pagdating doon, nakita, ay, Misael, dito ka pala. Naku, praise God. Naku, Saraya. Ay, naku, buti nila nakita-kita tayo dito. Ay, salamat sa Diyos. Naku, galingan natin ha, para makasama tayo dito. Siguro nag-test ng lakas, nag-test ng talino, nag-test. Iniisip ko nga siguro nung panahon na to, kung nakasama, kung nandun ako, hindi ako mapipili. No? Kasi kulang sa good looking eh. Kailangan good looking. Sabi ko, hindi ako mapipili dito. Di ba? Pleasing personality lang ako eh. joke lang. Nabalik tayo dito. So, matinding labanan to. At napili sila. At nung mapili na, sabi nga, the king allotted them a daily ration of the king's choice food. Wow! Sa wakas, naalala mo, Michelle, yung pagkain natin, grabe, parang pagkain ng hayop eh. Sobrang, ano yan, hindi, buti na lang, dito tayo. Tapos nakita lang, wow, ang daming pagkain. Nagawa, may mga alak pa. Tapos sabi niya, at lahat sila i-educate ng 3 taon. Meaning, they will have to study their literature, they will study their beliefs, they will study their culture, totally sisirain sa kanilang kaunawaan ang kanilang mga natutunan dati. Naunawaan ninyo? Nasusunan? Now, ano pa nangyari sa atin? And sabi niya, now among them from the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Maraming nando doon, pero apat sa kanila, and isa doon ang ating bida ngayon, si Daniel. Anong ibig sabihin ng Daniel? God is my judge. Naunawaan? Now, tuloy tayo. Then the commander of the official assigned new names to them. Ngayon, ito na, okay, napili na kayo. Ano ganito, Daniel? Mula ngayon, ang pangalan mo na ay Belteshazzar. Ikaw naman, Ananiah, Shadrach, Misael, Meshach, and Azariah, Abednego. Pati pangalan lang pinagpapalitan. Just to change their mindset. Kalimutan nyo na yung Diyos ninyo. Kalimutan nyo na yung si Daniel, God is my judge. Kalimutan mo yan. Pero sa kala Daniel, di sila nagreklamo. Okay lang. Kahit gawin nyo yung sa labas namin, pangalan ay paltan ninyo, hindi nyo mababago ang aming mga puso. Are you following? Now, dumating ang panahon. Then, sabi ganun, but Daniel, look at the words, made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the official that he might not defile himself. Now, listen to this. Sabi niya, teka muna, hindi kami papayag. Now, pag-isipan niyo mabuti. Teenager, gutom, maglilingkod sa hari, parang eto na, may choice food. Hindi lahat makakain ito, marami doon. Siguro yung mga kasama nila, ano siya sabi mo, Daniel? Hindi ka, tumigil ka, madadamay pa kami sa inyo eh. Pwede ba? Kumain ka na, huwag kang maarte. Maaring ang daming mga struggle na nagsasabi sa kanya, ano ka ba, Daniel? Kailangan mo lumakas para labanan natin mga to. Ano? Pwede rin, di ba? Pwede rin naman sabihin ng demonyo, Daniel, eat what is set before you. Boy, scriptural. Di ba? Tapos, o kaya Daniel, ano ka ba? Pagkain na yan, ayaw mo pa. Diba? Ang daming mga posibleng mga tukso na dumarating sa kanya. But he made up his mind. Now, listen to this. Why is that important? Because with all the pressures we have, maraming tao, they could not be a change maker because they are easily driven away. Ang dali nilang sumunod sa mga tukso na sinasabi ng tao, everybody is doing it, come on. Ano ka ba? Ang dami mong kaartihan, old fashioned na yan. Don't listen to the ways of this world. Lord, don't you see, hirap na tayo ngayon? Alam nga naman, hindi pa tayo mag-compromise. Come on, hindi na madali ang ating buhay ngayon. Mawawalan ka ng trabaho. Ano kakainin mo? Mamamatay ka! Ano, hindi ka mag-cheat? Ano ka? Uulit ka. Better to cheat than to repeat. Di ba? Kung ano-ano na pumapasok. Ang dami ng pressure. Ang dami nating kalaban. And the truth is this. If you are truly a Christian, listen to the words of Jesus Christ. Kaya nga, itong bagay na to, napaka-importante. Paano ka magkakaroon ng strong heart? You must have conviction. Yung kumbinsido ka, you are persuaded that God is real, that God is true, not only with theories, but with the realities of your walk. Kaya marami, hindi na kukumbinsi sa Diyos. Hindi naman lahandang sundin ng Diyos eh. Kaya sabi nga ni G.K. Chesterton, yung Christianity, tinanggihan nila because they find it difficult. Tinry nila at ang hirap. No, hindi mahirap, imposible. Kung iniisip mo, Christianity is just a religion. It is the reality of God and His power through His Holy Spirit because Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. Yun ang panlaban mo. Yun ang dahilan, kahit ang daming pasakit ni Daniel, kahit ang daming niyang pinagdaanan, kumbinsido siya na totoo si God. Bakit? Kasi even before they were besieged, alam niya, dahil sinabi na ng Diyos ni Zephaniah, sinabi na ni Zephaniah, sinabi na ni Jeremiah, sinabi na ni Ezekiel, sinabi na ng maraming propeta, they were forewarned long before. And God fulfilled these words na inaakala ng maraming Israelita, hindi mangyayari yan. But God proved His words. Kaya itong si Daniel, buo ang loob. Hindi, I will not defile myself. Bakit? Ito ang totoong conviction. Yung naniniwala siya, ang Diyos ay totoo. Kasi, bakit niya hindi i-defile sarili niya kung hindi siya naniniwala sa Diyos? Naniniwala siya na ang Diyos sobrang seryoso sa kanyang salita. Kaya sabi niya, hindi, pangahawakan ko ang Diyos. Di bali nang mapahamak ako dito kaysa naman mapawala ako sa Panginoon Diyos. Kasi kumbinsido ako sa Panginoon Diyos. Kaya nga, ang bagay ng conviction ay bagay ng pananampalataya. Ito po yung magde-define ng ating pong kung sino tayo. It determines our lifestyle and our choice. Yun ang nakakapikto sa atin. Kaya si Daniel, when he resolved not to defile himself, look at this, yan ang faith. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hindi yan parang sana, totoo. Hindi. Kumbinsido ako, totoo. Hello? Now, tingnan po natin. For by it, men of old gained approval. Kaya nga, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Kaya nga, remember this. Our godly conviction are formed by our loving experiences with Jesus based on His Word. Don't just read the Bible. Experience the Bible. Let it be real in our lives. Paano? Sundin mo. Gawin mo. Then you will know. Totoo ba yan? Gawin mo. Makikita mo. Totoo. Well, hanggat hindi mo nasubukan at hindi mo ginagawa, hindi mo makikitang totoo. So how can I grow in my conviction? Remember? Faith comes from hearing the word of Christ. So if you want to really in serious in growing in your conviction, first, you talk to God in prayer. A faith that is not worth dying for is hardly worth living for. Kaya itong pananampalataya na to, gives you conviction, patay na kung patay. If I perish, I perish. But the moment you make that decision, then your life becomes worth living for. Pero kung wala kang ganong conviction, what's the point of living? Hindi ko sinasabi ang pakamatay kayo, ha? Ang sinasabi ko, experience Jesus. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you. Nakakaintindihan? Kaya ang pangalawang bagay na gusto ko maintindihan natin ay ito. Not only that we must have conviction, but we must be considerate. As in, considerateness is a form of being considerate. Nakuha natin? Anong ibig sabihin nito? Kasi minsan mayroon tayong conviction, palaway naman tayo. Kaya minsan ang Christian, tingin na sa mga Christian, ang susungit. Ang Christian, sungit yan. Palaway. Totoo rin yun. Ganon din kasi ako eh. Medyo may kasungitan ako talaga. Kaya nire-review ko ng Diyos, anak, hindi ganyan ang wisdom coming from God. Hindi ka dapat nakikipag-away. Dapat maging mahinahong ka at maunawain ka. Hindi sila Christian. What can you expect? Ikaw nga eh, Christian na, nagkakamali pa. Hindi pa kaya Christian? Walang conviction? Wala man lang ipinaglalaban sa buhay? What can you expect? They will just follow anything they want. They will just follow what they feel right. Di ba? Kung Christian ka, then be considerate. O nga, no, tingnan nyo si Daniel. Para makita natin, by example, Daniel made up his mind. Nakaset na siya, hindi ako kakain ito. Pero hindi sabi, hindi ako kakain. Gaganda. Ba't di ka kumakain? Marumi! Hindi karapat dapat sa mga taong tulad namin. Hindi ganun. Ano napansin nyo? Ay, sagot, teka, hindi natin pwedeng kainin ito. Kasi this is not pleasing to the Lord. Ang sabi niya, okay. Sabi niya, so he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. Tama ba? Lumapit siya sa boss. Bossing, mawalang galang po. Pasensya na po kayo kasi hindi po talaga namin makakain itong pagkain na hinanda nyo eh. Ano ka? Sarap-sarap dyan. Ba't hindi makain? Kasi po, hindi po yan batay sa conviction na binigay sa amin ng Panginoon Diyos. I want to please our God. And ang problema, hindi makakaplease sa kanya to. It will defile us. Nakuha ninyo? No, ito na. Baka hanapin nyo sa Bible yun, ha? Inaano ko lang para lumiwanag yung kwento, ha? Ang tawag dyan, director's point of view. Okay? Okay, tuloy tayo. Ang sabi niya ganun, now God granted Daniel favor. Look at the words. Behind the scene, kinakausap, binubulungan na si Aspenas. Pakinggan mo sila. Pakinggan mo. Mababait na bata niya. I'm telling you. Arang, hindi mo alam nangyayari, ha? Si Aspenas, babagabag na. Ano kayo? Papayagan ko ba ito? Hindi. Ito na si Aspenas. So, sabi niya, the commander of the officials said to Daniel, natatakot ako, sa aking Panginoon na hari. Kasi pag di nyo kinain yung pagkain na pinahanda niya sa akin, at nakita niyang kayo ay sa inyong edad, payat, di ba? Naku, mapupugutan ako ng ulo. Sabi, pag hindi kayo malulusog, yari ako dyan. Now, eto na sila Daniel. Pwede ka na, anong gagawin natin ngayon? Tama naman siya, kawawa naman siya. Kasi pagka, pugot ang ulo niya. Di ba? Pwede sabihin, sige na nga, pagbigyan na natin. Sabi ng Lord, maging magpagmalasakit tayo. Hindi, paano kaya yun? How can we stand on what is right while not compromising? Di ba? Ganun, nangyayari sa atin yan eh. Pag hindi nyo alam ang gagawin, alalahan ninyong James. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously without reproach, and it will be given to him. So ito ngayon si Daniel. Nakipag-usap, very considerate, because he trusts in the Lord. Ano nangyari? Daniel said to the overseer, the commander of the officials, and appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Sabi niya, please, put your servant to the test for 10 days. Diba, kaya niyo po kami pinapakain para maging malusog kami? Diba? O di ganito na lang. Ba't di niyo kami subukan? 10 araw. Pag okay kami, tuloy na yung pagkain namin. Pag hindi, di susunod kami sa'yo. Okay ba yan? Wow! Okay yan! Sige! Call! May pustahan sila. Yung tuloy o hindi. Tama ba? Andiyan pa kayo? So, minsan, hindi natin kailangan ipagtalo. Then, ano ba objective mo? Kung yan objective mo, then let's go to that objective. Okay ba tayo dyan? So, they did. Ito na. So, he listened to them in this matter and put them to the test for 10 days. Wow! Listen, wisdom from God is considerate while it stands on what is right. Nagkakanidan tayo. Considerate, pero you stand firm on what is right. After 10 days, their appearance seemed better and they were fatter and they are old youths who had been eating the king's choice food. Compared to sa mga kumakain, sa king's choice food, at compared sa kanila na gulay lang at tubig, mas malusog sila. Sa itsura pa lang. Kaya true enough, doon tinest sila, they were better, and kaya ang ginawa, tuloy-tuloy na. Would you believe, this is the determination of Daniel. Hindi lang sila kakain ng 10 days ang vegetable and tubig. 3 years. 3 years! Kasi 3 years sila iti-train eh. They were to drink and kept giving them vegetable. Oh, ang hirap doon. Sitaw na naman. Pero kangkong na naman. Hindi sa kanila. Hindi issue yun. Ang mahalaga, kasama namin si God. Sa totoo lang, ang bait ng Panginoon Diyos. So, ito nang nangyari. As for these 4 youths, God gave them knowledge. Sino nagbigay? God, intelligence, every branch of literature, wisdom. Daniel understood all kinds of vision and dreams. Wow, at the end of the days which the king had specified for presenting them, the commander of the official presented them before Nebuchadnezzar. And you know what happened? The king talked with them, and out of them, all that one found like Daniel. Can you imagine? Walang kapareho si Daniel. Walang kapareho si Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's personal service. And look at what happened next. As for every matter of wisdom, understanding about which the king consulted them, he found them 10 times better. Wow! Sabi, and hindi lang yon. And Daniel continued until the first year of Cyrus the king. Can you imagine? He served from Nebuchadnezzar to Cyrus. 5 different kingdoms. He made a change. Let Christ be magnified in us. Amen? Kaya nga, if we are to err on being humble because of our devotion to God. So be considerate. And finally, let's have courage. Courage. A strong heart has courage. Itong si Daniel, nakakamangha. Walang takot. Yun lang mag-request ka. Naalala niya pag sabihin, uy, kausapin mo siya. Ikaw na. Diba? Naranasan niya na yun? Eh, iba nga CR lang eh. Ikaw naman sa CR, tawa mo ako. Walang katapang-tapang eh. Kailangan pa may kasama sa CR. Ano ba yan? Kasi bigla nagsisindi ilaw. Siyempre, automatic yun eh. May sensor. Di ba? Hindi sa totoo lang, matatakotin ng maraming tao. Kaya, ikaw na mag-request. Ito si Daniel, tapang. Siya nakipag-usap kay Aspinas. Di ba, misan? Ano, hindi lang yun. There was a time na may mga nainggit sa kanya. Kasi, siyempre, di ba? Ito isang bagay tatan natin. To obey God, it requires a lot of courage. Pero para maging courageous tayo, it's not the absence of fear. Despite the fear, we follow. Bakit? Because God, who is sovereign, loves you. And the most logical way to live is to obey Him at all costs. Amen po? Kasi mahal ka niya eh. Sovereign siya. Ito siyempre yun ang pinaka-logical way na mabuhay. Sumunod sa kanya, tama ba? At all cost. Now, ito na. Itong si Darius, paglipas ng maraming pagpapalit ng kaharian, si Darius na. Si Darius, sa laki ng kanilang nasakop, kasi nasakop nila ang Babylonia, ang Medo-Persian Empire, nasakop ang Babylonia. So sila na ngayon nagahari. Nung nagahari na sila, hawak nila ang laki ng sakop hanggang India. Ang laki! So ang ginawa nitong si Darius, ginawa niya, nag-create siya ng 120 satraps. Yung satraps parang governor. Among the satraps, nag-create siya ng 3 pang commissioner. Kasama si Daniel doon. Among the commissioner, si Daniel, mas mataas pa. He is now called the prime minister sa panahon natin. Parang ganun, prime minister siya. Parang ganun yung kanya. So very close siya sa hari. And ngayon, nainggit ang marami sa kanya. Yung mga kasama niya nainggit. And they were trying to look for ways to destroy him. And hopefully, ganito rin tayo. So when we will not find any ground of accusation against this Daniel, wala silang makita. Hindi corrupt, matuwid. Sana pag inimbestigahan tayo, ha, ganun din tayo, makita nila. Parang, uy, matuwid yan. Hindi, grabe yan, matuwid yan. But ang hirap naman, nakaw, imbestigahan mo yan, loko yan. Diba? Ganyan, di ba? Eto, nung imbestigahan, wala silang makita. Maliban sa kanyang relasyon sa Diyos. So ang nirequest nila, eto na, sabi ganun. Yung mga commissioners, nagsama-sama, pati mga satraps, kinumbinsi yung hari. Mahal na hari. Nagkakagulo po kasi bawat mga bayan, may kanya-kanyang Diyos-Diyosan. Kaya mga, ito ha, interpretasyon ko na ito ha. Kaya gawin na lang natin, subukan natin, isang buwan, magpe-pray lang sila sa'yo. Parang walang gulo. Okay ba yan? They can continue on with their beliefs, with their worship, but ikaw, ang kanyang, ikaw lang kakausapin nila, magpe-pray lang sila sa'yo. Wala silang mo nang kakausapin. I-try lang natin, 1 month lang. Pero ang objective talaga nila, si Daniel. Kasi alam na si Daniel na nanalangin eh. Now, so, isang buwan lang naman eh. Tama ba? Isang buwan lang. So, sabi niya, so, pinirmahan. Kung kayo po, alam nyo matatamaan kayo doon sa pinirmahang batas, anong gagawin nyo? Eto na. Now, when Daniel learned the document was signed, he entered his house. In his roof chamber, he had windows open toward Jerusalem. Nag-pray. Look at the words. He continued kneeling on his knees 3 times a day. Bakit 3 times a day? Bakit doon pa sa bintana, patungo? Kasi yun ang prayer nila, Solomon, nung dinedicate yung temple. Na pag sila na-exile, pe-pray sila towards Jerusalem, at pag pray sila doon, the Lord will answer their prayers. So alam niya yung word of God. Tama ba? So ito na. So he prayed, just as he had been doing previously. In other words, itong lifestyle ni Daniel. Kaya ganun na lang siya katibay, may conviction, may consideration, at hindi lang yon. Merong tapang. Why? Because he always talk to God. Nagkakanindi yan? Andiyan pa kayo? Now, ito na po. Then they respond and spoke before the Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the injunction which you sign, but keeps offering his prayer 3 times a day. Parang sabi niya, grabe, binastos ka, mahal na hari. Ngayon, sabi niya, was brought in and thrown into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, your God whom you continually serve will himself rescue you. Siyempre, gulat yung hari. Naku, naisahan ako ng mga loko na to. Si Daniel pala ang pangalang gusto tirahin. Eh, hindi naman niya pwedeng baguhin yung batas. Tama? Kasi siya yung hari, masisira siya. So, tinatala niya sa lion's den. Pero pansin niyo, mas concerned pa yung hari kaysa kay Daniel. So, ginawa niya, maaga pa lang, oh, ng madaling araw, hindi makatulog eh. Tumakbo, buti pa nga kayo, nakatulog na eh. Eto, pumunta siya kay Daniel, kami niya, Daniel, parang troubled voice eh. Then began speaking and said, Daniel, servant of the living God. Look at the words, servant of the living God. Ang sabi niya ganun, has your God, whom you continually serve, been able to rescue you from the lions? Nakakatawa tong hari na to. Kung hindi siya nirescue, di walang sasagot sa'yo. Di ba? Pero siya rin, naniniwala rin sa Diyos ni Daniel eh. At sabi ni Daniel, O king, live forever, my God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth and they have not harmed me since I was found innocent before him. Sabi ng ibang mga ano, ayaw nilang maniwala, nagtago daw si Daniel. Sacrifice. Yung sa isang ano, sabi niya, ayun yung mga leon. Hindi ka makakalusot sa mga leon na yun. Pagbagsak pa lang, yalamunin ka na eh. Di ba? Eh, gutom na gutom eh. Pero, O king, I have committed no crime. Alam niyo naman po yun. Ang tanong nila, paano kaya kung si Daniel kinain ng leon? Okay pa rin ba yun? Ako feeling ko, he will still continue to pray even if he knows na hindi siya shut ni Lord yung lion's mouth. You know why? Kasi, tell me who your friends are, I will tell you who you are. Ang mga kaibigan niya, they did the same thing. Even if God will not deliver us, we will not bow down to your idols. Nakakaintindihan? Kaya ganun si Daniel. Kaya masarap yung may kasama ka, kaya ini-encourage sa amin sa CCF, meron kayong D group. Kasi para doon kayo magkatulungan. Yan naman ang sinabi ng Lord eh. Carry one another's burden and fulfill the law of Christ. Let us not neglect meeting together as is the habit of some. Diba? Especially as the day of the Lord is drawing near. Now, okay, I have committed no crime. Then the king gave orders and they brought this man who had maliciously accused Daniel and they threw them, their children and their wives, kawawa, no? Pati anak, pati asawa, into the lion's den. And look at the words, hindi pwede magtago ka eh. And they had not reached the bottom of the den, hindi pa nalalaglag, before the lions overpowered. Alam mong gutom yun, hindi pa nalalaglag, sinakmal na. Nakuha ninyo? Then and crushed all their bones. Oof. Wow. And look at the change. I issue a decree that in all the realm of my kingdom, people are to tremble and fear before God of Daniel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ano sinasabi ng Lord? Anong kinakatakutan ninyo? Sabi niya, your God. The reason why we're courageous, because God promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And Lord, paano kung mapahamak ako? Paano kung makulong ako? I will still be with you. Si Joseph nakulong. Di ba nakita? Sinamahan ko siya. Nga, no? Yung iba, nasunog. Di ba nakita? They were persecuted. But rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Nga, no? Minsan akala natin laging panalo lang eh. Wala, Lord, ano, iligtas mo ko dito, Lord. Hindi, minsan, wala eh. Pero, kung kumbinsido ka sa Diyos, regardless. Okay? Regardless. Now, kaya, anong ating pinag-uusapan? Conviction, considerateness, and courage. But let me end. Remember, we live by faith and not by sight. We are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. Lord, kaya naman ang hangad namin, whether at home or absent, ang aming ambition is to live pleasing to you, Lord. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one of us may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Now listen to this. Sino ang niniwala sa inyo na buhay muli si Jesus Christ? Praise God. Hallelujah. Now listen. Sino ang niniwala sa inyo dahil nabuhay si Jesus Christ, we will see him in eternity? Praise God. Sino excited makita na siya? Nathan, huwag kayo mahiya. Whether ngayon o bukas, walang problema. Or some other time. Excited. Now imagine this. So many people say, I'm excited to see Jesus, but you're doing exactly different from what God requires of you. How can you be so excited? Baka nililin lang natin ang sarili natin. Make sure your conviction is right. Make sure that your conviction is according to God's will, and you are walking and living according to what God requires of us and requires of you. Nasusundan po? Then we will be excited. Then we will say, God, thank you for giving me a new life. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sin and rising up from the dead. For I know I'm no longer in my sin, for you are my Savior and Lord. Kaya mga kapatid, remember this. Be excited because we are change makers. We are a faithful call, a change makers of the Lord for this land and for the lives of many. Kaya piliin niyo yung kaibigan ninyo. Sumama kayo sa magpapalakas ng inyong relationship kay Jesus. For bad company, corrupt good morals. Have conviction, have considerateness, and have courage. For God is with you. Tayo pong lahat ay yumuko at pumikit sandali. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mga kapatid, ikaw lang nakakaalam kung totoong ang relasyon mo kay Jesus ay seryosong nagsasabing, Lord, hindi ako magpapanlinlang sa yaman, hindi ako magpapanlinlang sa worries of life, hindi ako magpapanlinlang sa aking sariling damdamin dahil my heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Kahit naman, Panginoon Diyos, ikaw, Panginoong Hesukristo, na namatay sa krus ng Kalbaryo at nabuhay na magbuli, kinikilala kita na ikaw nga ang Panginoong Diyos na makapangyarihan. Ikaw ang anak ng Diyos na pinagkaloob sa amin upang makaabot kami sa Diyos na buhay na dakila may likha ng langit at lupa. Panginoong Hesukristo, kilala niyo po ang bawat sa amin narito sa silid na ito. Tulungan niyo po kami. Mga kapatid, habang lahat ay nakayukot nakapikit, if you want to make sure na Lord, kung nagkamali po ako, lumalapit ako sa inyo ngayon at humihingi ako ng tawad at tulungan niyo akong mabuhay na may conviction, may considerateness at may courage para gawin ang kalooban ninyo at maging change maker na totoo sa bayan na kinabibilangan ko at sa lugar, sa trabaho, sa kumpanya, sa pamilya, sa komunidad na kinabibilangan ko. I'll use us, Father God, to be your change maker. Mga kapatid ko, ikaw yung kinakaugnay ng Diyos. Pakitaas mo ng kamay mo, and I'll pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, huwag ka mahiya. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ganun din sa third balcony. Ganun din sa second balcony. Yes, God is speaking to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you see the hands of these people who are humble enough. Father God, raising their hands, acknowledging you, O Lord, na kayo po ang kanilang kailangan, na kayo po, Panginoon, ang magkatangi magbibigay ng totoong conviction sa kanilang heart, totoong magbibigay, Panginoon Diyos, ng considerateness, O God, kat totoong magbibigay ng courage sa kanilang mga puso. Panginoon, kaming lahat, Panginoon, tulungan ninyo po kami that we may take our calling seriously as change makers, Father God, wherever you placed us, O Lord. At Panginoon, salamat na didinig niyo ang mga panalangin to. Alam niyong duwag kami. Alam niyong mahinang aming loob. But we want to be like Daniel. We want to be used by you. So Lord, we come before you. At ngayon pa lang, Lord, help us to resolve, to glorify you, whether we eat or drink. Whatever we do, Father God, Lord, may it be our conviction to live glorifying to you without passing judgment on others, but instead being considerate towards them and also being courageous, Father God, knowing that our rewards are in your hands, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord, may you bless your people and every family we represent and cause us to live solely for you. Cause us, Father God, to live glorifying you and let Christ be magnified in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you all.